Welcome to the St. Luke the Evangelist Parish Podcast. I'm Father David Frank, and today on this podcast we have something a little different than our regular content to share with you. Our Holy Father Pope Francis has declared this year to be dedicated to St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church. To help us reflect on the holy example St. Joseph sets for us, and to celebrate what a great gift he is from God to our world, during the next few months, we will be sharing with you the reflections of several men of our parish family on what St. Joseph has meant to them in their lives. Traditionally, Wednesday is the day of the week dedicated in a particular way to venerating St. Joseph, so we hope to share a different reflection with you each Wednesday. The voice we will hear from today to start off our series needs no introduction, but I'll let him introduce himself. I hope y'all enjoy.
Hi, my name is Deacon Ron LeBlanc. I'm a parishioner of St. Luke Parish. My wife, Marianne, and I have been parishioners of St. Luke since 1983. We've been married over 54 years. Our children are Michael, Melissa, and our husband, Butch, Kimberly, and our husband, Herbie. We have three grandchildren. I've been serving as a permanent deacon for almost 15 years. This is the year of St. Joseph, who is a patron saint of all fathers. When I think of St. Joseph, I think of a holy and humble man. St. Joseph was a hard-working carpenter who took good care of his wife Mary and Jesus. He had a strong faith in God, and he trusted God when an angel appeared to him in a dream and told him, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife into your home." He was a humble man who wasn't in the spotlight. He took care of Jesus and Mary. He was strong and protected them, as he did when he took them to Egypt to avoid Herod's wrath. The last we hear of Joseph in the Bible was when he and Mary found Jesus teaching the elders in the temple. He was God's foster father for Jesus on earth, and indeed God's role model of all fathers. I've been blessed throughout my life with St. Joseph figures. My dad died when I was 8 years old. My brother was 5 years old. My mother never remarried, but she came from a large family of 10. My uncles helped us in many ways. Each shared their gifts and talents to help us through the ups and downs of life. I've tried to be a good father for our children. I think the best thing I could do for them was to love their mother. Not having a father made things difficult at times, but having a close relationship with God the Father gave me strength to do the best I could. Through the years, God has also provided other men who were there for me, priests, religious brothers, neighbors, and most of all, God Himself. In the senior phase of my life, I aspired to be like St. Joseph for our adult children and grandchildren, to be there to assist them as needed in the good and the difficult times of their lives. Even in the last year of uncertainty and turmoil, we tried to be there for them, even though we have not had many opportunities as we wished. With St. Joseph as my father role model, I wish to have the strength and courage to give a good example of facing the difficulties of my life for my family, to have faith and trust in God's plans for my family, to pray for peace as a family as we go through God's plan and our journey as St. Joseph did with his family. As it is said in Jeremiah, the Lord said, "I know well the plans I have in mind for your welfare, not for your woe, plans to give you a future full of hope." St. Joseph was God's earthly father for Jesus and someone who we as fathers and grandfathers should emulate. We pray that God, who brought us St. Joseph into the life of Jesus and Mary, will give us as fathers the graces we need to be good role models for our children and grandchildren. God the Father of all will give us the wisdom and strength to be the Father He wants us to be. In this dear year of St. Joseph, we pray, O blessed Joseph, we come to you in our tribulations. Let us learn from you, Joseph, to be good fathers and husbands, as you did for Jesus and Mary. He was their protector, and we humbly ask him to be our protector. Please, St. Joseph, as powerful intercessor, we ask your Son to bless us with his guidance to be the protectors of our families.